Last season, a array of guest conductors led the Phoenix Symphony in a successful season. And this year will bring more of the same. Audiences will be treated to a number of the world's best and brightest talented young maestros. This Friday and Saturday, Andrew Grams returns after a triumphant 2011 debut to lead the Phoenix Symphony in Beethoven's 9th. This week's program, Beethoven's 9th, some would say the pinnacle of Western classical music. What is it like approaching a work like this?
You know, it is daunting. But at the same time, I mean, I have to say, I've done this piece once before, and it was, shall I say, refreshing. It was like taking, it was like jumping into a river or a lake or something. It was not what I expected it to be. It was shocking and pleasurable all at the same time. Every time I either look at the score of this piece or read about it or listen to it, I am always refreshed in that way. It is life-affirming. With these pieces of music that have been done for so many years, my job is to just take those generalities that every individual on the stage has and distill it into the most potent form that I possibly can.
I imagine that's the most magical part of your job.
It really is. And when it does come together, it is incredibly potent.
The first piece of the program, the Serenade for Music by Ray Vaughan Williams, many of us aren't familiar with this. Can you give us a little bit of backstory?
The greatest backstory that I can possibly give is a true account of when it was very first performed, which was at a, I believe it was like a Jubilee concert in London for the great English composer, or not composer, conductor, Henry Wood. And Rachmaninoff, the great Sergei Rachmaninoff himself, who had performed his own third piano concerto. After he had played his concerto, he took a seat in the box, and he listened to this particular piece, the Serenade to Music, and he leaned over and he said, "This is the most beautiful piece of music I have ever heard in my life."
And that's a powerful testimony right there.
And exactly. It is a powerful testimony, and I have to echo it. It is... It's sublime.
Rising young conducting star is the accolade I keep seeing with your name when I read about you online. But I understand you're also a very respectable violinist. In your bio, it also mentioned you had played with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. Of course, they're the conductorless orchestra. Did your time with Orpheus shape or maybe change what you thought the role of the conductor should be?
Yeah, it did shape it. Actually, it was a very interesting time, and that is where I learned really what a conductor's role really is. The great thing about the age in which we live is that the orchestras, at least that I've worked with all over the world, and I really do mean all over the world, can play these pieces that we know by themselves without problem. Where I come in is giving an overall sense of that dramatic arc. A movie director or a theatrical director does not have his actors say things by rote, but he tries to find some way to take all of what it is that they say, all of their dramatic utterances, and turn them into a complete story. And that's my job.
Andrew Grams leads the Phoenix Symphony's season opener, Beethoven's 9th, this Friday and Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at Symphony Hall. For KBOC at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.